Today on From His Heart, Pastor Jeff Shreve gives an honest evaluation of our society from a biblical perspective.
There is an explosion and a celebration of depravity. We just celebrate it. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Verse 28. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind. That's where we live today. Given over to a depraved mind. That's why we argue that biological men ought to be able to go into the women's restroom. Well, 20 years ago, that would have been, nobody would have gone for that. Society has changed. How we look at things has changed, but the truth of it has not changed.
We to process this drastic change that has taken place in our culture recently? The universal basic morality that almost everybody seemed to agree upon just a short time ago has now been turned on its ear. How do we make sense of all of this? Well, did you know that God has a direct answer to this question? What in the world is going on? That's the name of today's lesson from Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart. And it's from his inspiring and timely series, The Truth in Love, which is also our gift of thanks to you for supporting From His Heart this month with your gift of any amount. It's available on CDs, DVDs, a USB flash drive, or an immediate MP3 download, all 7 messages. You can find out details when you go to fromhisheart.org. Click the main banner on our homepage. You can't miss it. Now, though, open your Bible to Romans chapter 1. Here's Pastor Jeff with an appropriate lesson for the times in which we live called, What is Happening to Our World?
Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 18, Paul is like a prosecuting attorney, and he presents the case to show that all men are sinners. Verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. That means they stifle the truth, they crush the truth, they shroud the truth, they hold back the truth. They try and do away with the guardrail. They suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations and their foolish heart was darkened. How are we to understand the times? How are we to understand what's going on in America? How are we to understand all this stuff with political correctness that we see that says that truth is an invention of white people, that being on time is racist and all that kind of stuff? Well, God gives 3 answers. 3 answers to that question. And they are in stages. Stage number 1 of God's answer. When a society rejects the truth, it will embrace a lie. When a society rejects the truth, it will embrace a lie. Now, what's the truth that society rejects, that stifles, that it holds back, that it tries to crush? It's the truth of God and His Word and His ways. That's what society doesn't like. We don't want to know about God. We don't want to hear about God. We don't want to follow God. Even though they knew God, they didn't give God honor. They didn't give him thanks. They said no to God. Now, the truth of God is clearly evident. Clearly evident. Because verse 19, that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. That word evident means manifest, apparent, shown. It's obvious. And so that image of God tells the person deep down within, there is a God. So when a society rejects the truth, it will embrace a lie. Second answer, second stage of the answer. When a society embraces a lie, it will reap the consequences of that lie. What are the consequences of saying no to God? To his person, to his word, to his will, to his ways, which we have done corporately in America. What are the consequences of that? Well, the Lord tells us. First of all, the people become fools. Verse 22. Professing to be wise, they became fools. The word for fools is a Greek word, moreno, from which we get the word moron. That's what God says. Now, you might be really, really smart. You might have a big IQ, but if you reject God and his word and his ways, God says you're a fool. Professing to be wise, they became fools. The worst kind of fool, because they're arrogant fools. Secondly, the people become idolaters. Look at verse 23. It says they exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Verse 25, for they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Man is incurably religious, and man is created to worship. And if you don't worship God, you will worship something, because that's how you were made. And then it says three times in Romans that God gives them over to their sinful desires. Verse 24. Therefore, they exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity, that their bodies might be dishonored among them. There is an explosion and a celebration of sexual immorality. What happens? This is a society that says no to God. And so God says, all right, have it your way. You don't want to go my way? Have it your way. This is like Burger King. Have it your way. And your way is not going to be good. And so they just go whole hog wild in sexual immorality. That's the first sign. God gives them over, and there's a sexual revolution of sexual immorality. Second sign. There is an explosion and a celebration, not of only of sexual immorality, but now of homosexuality. It says this, verse 26. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions. For their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way also, the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. Now, some people will say, I hate that. I don't like that. That shouldn't be in there. Well, you didn't write the Bible and I didn't write the Bible. The Bible is the word of God. That's what God, who created it all, said. God set up the guardrail, and there's a reason why he set that up. And God says, listen, when you blow past the guardrail, I'm going to give you over. You don't want to worship me. You want to go your own way. Then I'm going to give you over, not only to sexual immorality, but now we're going to go a step lower and deeper into this sin. And you're going to desire the same sex. And people today will say, well, you know, that's how people are born. That's just the way they are. God says that is unnatural. They might be like that, but God says that is unnatural. God says that's a degrading passion. I didn't write that. That's what he said. Degrading. That means dishonorable, shameful, disgraceful. It is unnatural. It goes against nature. Now, maybe you're here and you struggle with that. Hey, I struggle with the desire for women. I struggle with lust. That doesn't make it right. I could say, well, you know, I desire to be with lots of different women. So I guess, it can't be wrong if it feels so right. So I guess I can just do that. No, God says, don't do that. Let the marriage bed be undefiled. For fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. That's the guardrail that the Lord has set up. And so our world today, if you say anything negative about homosexuality, well, people will go crazy on you. They hate that. See, we used to be told, hey, just let people, just live and let live. If you just live and let live, that's all you need to do. That's not how that sin works. That sin doesn't say, well, okay, fine, you live the way you want to live, I'll live the way I want to live. No, that sin says, listen, you're going to say with me that this is normal and natural and right. You're going to bake me a cake. I don't care if you disagree with my homosexual wedding or not. And if you don't, we're going to break your neck. We're going to destroy you. That's where we are today in America. I think it's very, very interesting when you look at the statistics. Those who Gallup poll, they said they estimate in America there are 4.5% of the population in America, 325 million people in America, 4.5% identify as LGBTQ. That's not all that many in comparison to everybody else. You'd think it was way more than that, but it's not. And it's on the rise in young people because more and more young people are identifying with LGBTQ. Now, notice this. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 3. The foolishness of man ruins his way, and his heart rages against the Lord. His heart boils up against the Lord. Now, what is happening to people who give themselves over to this sin? Their heart starts to rage against the Lord. It starts to boil up against the Lord. Why? Because they know deep down in their hearts that it's wrong. That's why. That's why they have to get the church to say, this is good, this is right, this is normal, this is natural. If you don't say that, we're going to come after you. But even if everybody said it's normal, natural, right, it wouldn't be right. Because God is the one who sets up morality. Truth is not what you think, it's not what you feel, it's not what you want it to be. It's what God says. There was a man, he's dead now. His name was Milton Helpern, H-E-L-P-E-R-N, chief medical examiner of New York City from 1954 to 1973. He did 60,000 autopsies in his career as the medical examiner in New York City. He's not making a case for Romans 1. He's not making a case for Christianity, but I found it fascinating what he had to say. He said, I don't know why it is so, but it seems that the violent explosions of jealousy among homosexuals far exceed those of the jealousy of a man for a woman or a woman for a man. The pent-up charges and energy of the homosexual relationship simply cannot be contained. When the explosive point is reached, the result is brutally violent. But this is the normal pattern of these homosexual attacks. Multiple stabbings, senseless beatings that obviously must continue long after the victim dies. When we see these brutal multiple wound cases in a single victim, we just automatically assume that we are dealing with a homosexual victim and a homosexual attacker. Isn't that amazing? Why is that? Because there's rage in the heart. That's why. And it boils up and boils over. There was a study done of 518 mass murderers. I mean, bad guys, Jeffrey Dahmer kind of mass murderers. Terrible things. 518 of these people were studied. 350 of them were homosexual. 67.5%. What does that tell you? Well, it tells me that there's rage in the heart, and there's something about this sin that is unnatural and that gets into a person and creates this rage. That's the second sign that a society has been given over. The third sign is there is an explosion and a celebration of depravity. We just celebrate it. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Verse 28. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind. See, it starts in the heart. Their foolish heart was darkened. And then it goes into the body. They do all these sexual acts of immorality. And then their mind, they get a depraved mind. That's a mind that doesn't work anymore. It's worthless. It's like a calculator that 2 + 2 = 5. It just can't calculate anymore to do those things which are not proper. Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. 21 fruits of the depraved mind. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but give hearty approval to those who practice them. That's where we live today. Given over to a depraved mind. That's why we argue that biological men ought to be able to go into the women's restroom. Well, 20 years ago, that would have been, nobody would have gone for that. Society has changed. How we look at things has changed, but the truth of it has not changed. God made them male and female. And listen, we are destroying people, just destroying people with lies. We're saying to them here, I'm the doctor that says, hey, you don't have lung cancer. Smoking's not bad for you. Smoke another pack. Did you know that those who have this thing called transgender dysphoria, that's the name for it, where you struggle and you think, well, I think I look this way. Biologically, I'm a man, but I think I'm a woman. I'm a woman trapped in a man's body or a man trapped in a woman's body. And you struggle and struggle and struggle. Did you know that teens who have this, they are likely to commit suicide? They did a study. 41% of the teens studied tried to commit suicide. 41% of the regular population, 4% had tried to commit suicide. 41% versus 4%. Man, we're destroying people. And the thing about transgenderism, really, when you think about it, it's the ultimate hand in the face of God. It says to God, who are you to tell me who I am? I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to accept what you created. I'm going to tell you who I am. And I am different from the person that you created. I am me. I'm not Bruce Jenner. I'm Caitlyn Jenner. And that's what is going on in America. And I feel for those people. Hey, we talk about speaking the truth in love. I feel for those people because they're being destroyed. In Australia, parents took their five-year-old to the surgeon to have a sex change operation because their little boy really needed to be a little girl. Ruining that child before he even gets out of the starting blocks of life. Hey, we have become depraved. We have a mind that doesn't work. So thirdly and finally, stage three, when a society is given over by God, the end is near. The end is near for that society. How long can you live given over to all these things? Not very long. Just by the mercy of God. God is merciful and God is patient, but his patience doesn't last forever. And so we have to live in this world as those who say, hey, I believe the truth. I'm not trying to suppress the truth in unrighteousness. I accept the truth. And when I sin, I don't try and tell God, God, this is good and right and fine. I ought to be able to do this, X, Y, and Z, whatever X, Y, and Z is. No, when God says it's a sin, then I have to acknowledge that. If we confess our sins, which means to agree with God, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if we don't confess our sins, we don't agree with God, then there's no hope for us. So how do we live in this environment? Well, the Lord commands us as his children to be faithful, truthful, and loving. We contend earnestly for the faith, Jesus said, which was once for all delivered to the saints. And we stand in the truth and we hold to the truth and we shine and share. And we don't beat people up with the guardrail. We come at people with the ambulance of God's mercy and God's grace. People have gone off the road, but we tell them there is a standard that God has set. It's there to protect you. It's there to keep you. It's there to help you. Life doesn't work when you blow off what God says, because God set up life. And God says, hey, if you want to experience love and joy and peace, you can have that in me regardless of the circumstances, but you're never going to have it if you just blow past this. Doesn't work like that. Life doesn't work like that. You say, well, I want it to work like that. Well, my dog wants a longer tail. I mean, some things aren't going to happen, right? You need to just create your own world then, but you can't do that because there's one God and he ain't you. So God is the one that tells us, and God is a good God. And God says, listen, I want to bless you, but you have to go my way. There are two ways to go. There's your way and there's God's way. And in everything in life, we have a choice. Am I going to go my way? Am I going to go God's way? If I go my way leads to the pigsty like the prodigal son. And from the pigsty, it leads to everlasting hell. God's way leads to love and joy and peace and everlasting heaven. You choose. Which way do you want to go? Hey, we speak the truth in love and we stand for the truth. And listen to me. Those who will commit to the Lord to be faithful, will experience persecution in this day and age. Some of you young people, you won't have friends because how dare you say that sexual immorality is wrong? How dare you say that homosexuality is sin? How dare you say that this guy who thinks he's a girl is really a guy? How dare you put on a billboard or on a marquee that Bruce Jenner is still a man? Well, that's true. That's true. So what are we going to do? Jesus said, But you will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death, and you will be hated by all on account of my name. That's coming quickly in America. Are we willing to stand up? Am I willing to stand up even if they put me in jail? Am I willing to stand up even if they say, if you keep doing that, we're going to kill you? Scripture says, be faithful until death, and I'll give you the crown of life. Hey, we speak the truth in love to people. We love people. We say, I don't want to see you destroy yourself. The Lord commands us to be that. And the Lord extends grace to those who repent and believe. Hey, the vilest offender, as the song says, the vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. Because I don't care what you've done, God will forgive. He will respond to the person who comes to him in repentance and faith. God has grace for those to wash away the worst of sins. And listen, that's the message that we preach. So we have the truth of God's word, and we have the grace of God that says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And if you'll come to him, he will forgive you, he will change you. Doesn't mean you're not gonna struggle, because I've been a Christian since I was 17 and I still struggle. But it means that you'll know the difference between right and wrong. And you'll know, you're not gonna try and hold on to sin and say, well, God's gonna accept me even with this sin. He won't, because God hates sin. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness and ungodliness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness. God hates sin, but God loves you. And so if you will turn from your sin and turn to him, he will embrace you in his love. He will save you. He will come into your life through the person of his Holy Spirit, and he will change you from the inside out. And when you die, you can have confidence that you'll be with him in heaven forever. And that's the gospel that we preach.
Would you like to come to the Lord today and place your faith in him for eternal life? You've listened to the program this far, something is pulling at your heart, and it's likely the Holy Spirit trying to get in. And you can do that when you turn to him in repentance and faith, complete faith that you are saved by what he did and not by what you did or could do. We invite you to go to From His Heart and click the Why Jesus link. There you'll be able to learn all about Jesus, how much he loves you, how to come to him, and why he wants you to love him so much. God created you to know that you were created, and that means God wants to know you personally through repentance and faith. Again, go to fromhisheart.org with a heart wide open and ready to hear, and click the Why Jesus link. God will speak to you. Today's message was part two of the lesson called What in the World is Happening? From Pastor Jeff's series, The Truth in Love. Listen, Bible-believing Christians are not sharing the truth in love because we're drowning in political correctness and we're labeled as hate-filled bigots by simply upholding God's truth. Instead, we need to be brave and unshakable in our faith. Pastor Jeff Shreve unapologetically and lovingly explains God's objective truth concerning sexuality, marriage, boundaries, and even when you blow past those boundaries, what to expect from God. It's a timely and opportune 7-message series that you'll want to get. The Truth in Love is the name of it, and it's our gift to you this month to say thank you for your support of any amount to From His Heart. Simply call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE. Tell them the format you're interested in, CDs, DVDs, a USB flash drive, or MP3 download. Or you can go online to do the same at fromhisheart.org. Believers, we cannot be silent and let people run their lives off a cliff. The time is now to boldly speak the truth in love. Contact us today to get your copy. And also be sure to join us next time here. That's when we'll again open up God's Word to share real truth, real love, and real hope from His heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you, and He has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more when you go to fromhisheart.org.